I waited about 5 or 6 days to see if we would receive a complaint from one or both of those students. I had not really expected one based on my limited knowledge of their culture, based on the work that I've done over there in terms of civilian oversight and working on issues of corruption. So I decided after a limited period of time that I would open the investigation because I thought it was an important matter in terms of police officer conduct and that it needed to be explored whether or not the individuals would file a complaint or not.
Was it something that you chose not to share with the board, or was it just a matter of timing?
Well, in terms of the role of the police officer, during our monthly meetings, we'll talk about cases that have concluded. Normally, we don't talk about each individual complaint that comes in, otherwise we'd be there for hours. And it would have been shared with the board at last night's meeting if the case had been concluded, which it had not been concluded, or if I recommended to the board that it be considered a community impact case. And I haven't made that decision yet.
What would go into making that decision?
Well, part of what needed to go into making that decision was our after-action wash, if you will, from the last community impact case, in which the board had an opportunity to express what they thought were the strengths and weaknesses of that process, what we could do to improve that process, what we could do to make it more accessible to the community. And actually, we've come up with a number of recommendations that we think will be of help for the community in terms of feeling like they're part of the process. And then we'll take those to City Council in December and discuss them as well to see if they would be good ideas.
Can you share those at all with us?
Well, part of it, it was at a public meeting. One of the things we talked about was there are certain protocols that we have to follow with regard to how we roll these cases out, certain protocols that were negotiated between previous administrations, city administrations, and the police previous auditors and the police union in terms of certain protocols. But one of the things we talked about was having a hearing from the community first at one meeting, and then at another meeting having a discussion of the case, and then at some point in time, after digesting that, the board would make their decision all within that 30-day time frame. So I think that's the direction that we'd like to go on that. And that's just, again, one example so that the community feels like they have some input into it and the board has some time to consider the other opinions of the board members before they're asked to make a decision on the case.
At this point in the process, the police department is reviewing the actions of the officer. Correct.
Police have an internal investigation, which we're monitoring, and I'm monitoring in particular. We're asking folks to be patient, not patient like they were for the Mr. Van Orenham's case, which took about 18 months. We'll have this wrapped up in a month or two, and the public will get the information they need and they crave. I appreciate that. We're in an instant gratification era, and folks want a lot of information right now, but to ensure the purity of the process, we have to be vigilant in our efforts to make sure that every step that we take in this direction is the right step. We also need to be sensitive to the cultural aspect of this. We have two students from another country who may not understand or may not want things done the American way, if you will. And so certainly in a lot of Asian cultures, problem solving is handled differently than it is in America. And we have to be sensitive to their needs as well. So we're going to do this patiently. I just ask for the public's indulgence in allowing us to do that, and they'll have their information much sooner than they would have, and certainly in the Van Orenham case.
And the student has not yet contacted your office.
That's correct.
Okay. The Eugene City Council has voted against reappointing Rick Brissenden to the Civilian Review Board. What do you think of that move, and what has been your experience with Brissenden?
Beyond the decision of City Council, I think we should all thank Mr. Brissenden for his service to the community. Those are issues, I think, that are all part of that separation of powers, if you will, in terms of the oversight process, which is one of the reasons I think Eugene has a very good oversight model. So that's a council decision, and it's going to impact in a way. In other words, I'll have another chair that I'll need to interact with. But beyond that, the work of the auditor's office is going to continue, and I still think that we're going to have a vigorous and as open as the law allows this process for civilian oversight. But again, that's one of those issues that it's in council's court to decide, and the auditor doesn't wade into those waters, if you will.
Well, do you have anything then to say about concerns that were voiced by Mayor Kitty Piercy and Councillor George Brown that the move could weaken police oversight in our community?
Well, they're both thoughtful and bright people who care tremendously about the city. I am confident that at least in terms of the auditor's office, that we will be vigilant in our efforts in civilian oversight, that we will be forceful in our condemnation of willful and malicious misconduct. But at the same time, we also have to recognize that if civilian oversight is only going to be condemning or not condemning individual officer acts, we're never going to go to where we need to be. And we also need to work on systemic issues. And so, and training issues and policy issues, and in fact, in collaboration with the police department and the auditor's office, there have been a number of significant changes in terms of trainings and policies, and we'll continue to move forward. I respect both the mayor and council member Brown, and we'll see how this works out, but it's certainly not going to impact the vigorousness with which I'm going to pursue cases and which we're going to try to communicate with the public about how we do that.
Eugene Police Auditor Mark Gissner says his office is working with the police department on systemic changes. He says as a result of a case reviewed by his office, the police are requiring training of all officers on the Americans with Disabilities Act. Also, he says his office has pushed for more training with use of tasers. For KLCC News, I'm Rachel McDonald.